Ragnhild Gröning, hello.
Hi.
So first of all, give us your overall impression of this most recent U.S. Arctic defense strategy. What stood out for you as you went through it?
So I think particularly what stood out for me is the kind of new focus in this strategy compared to, you know, the previous U.S. defense strategy on the Arctic from 2016. So the new focus now is more on competition with China and Russia. And this wasn't really as big of a focus area in previous strategies.
And is that something that surprised you, or sort of given the climate and the kinds of discourse we've been hearing in recent weeks and months, you know, did you see that as something to be expected?
I can't say I've been very surprised by it, no, because listening to Pompeo's speech in the Arctic Council ministerial meeting in Finland in April, where he also very much focused on the potential of conflict or competition with China and Russia in the Arctic, that was also a big focus there. And there has also been other updated strategies in the recent months, for example, from the U.S. Coast Guard, where that strategy also had a very similar type of language. So I wasn't surprised considering the new administration in the U.S., but maybe if you asked me in 2015, then I would have been surprised.
Do you think this is something that's really Arctic specific, or is this is the U.S. positioning itself and using the Arctic as a kind of hammer to take on Russia and China on other issues in other areas of the world?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely part of a bigger thing than just the Arctic. I mean, the Department of Defense, they updated their defense strategy last year, where they are saying that Russia and China are like the biggest challenges to U.S. prosperity or, you know, something like that, the biggest challenges to the U.S. security environment at the moment. So I think it's definitely maybe not really about the Arctic. And you can also see that Trump has had a very big focus on China and, you know, the trade war with China in recent months. So it could be more about that than about China's actual role in the Arctic, because even though China has, of course, in recent years had an increased focus on the Arctic, it still doesn't have a very big role there, at least not in the Arctic Council.
And lastly, the Arctic seemed completely off the U.S. foreign policy radar for so long after Trump was elected. Should we be watching for more of this in the coming months?
I think it will be very interesting, actually, to see how the Arctic Council would deal with this, if the U.S. will take on this kind of role also in the Arctic Council moving forward. I mean, it will be interesting to see also something you haven't mentioned yet is, I guess, disagreement on climate change. Climate change is, for example, not mentioned. Those words are not mentioned in this document either. And that was also the reason that there was no joint declaration at the ministerial in Finland. I think it will be interesting to see if the Arctic Council can deal with the U.S. role on that in the months and years moving forward. And I think it will also be interesting to see how the Arctic Council will kind of deal with China, because, you know, China is an observer state to the Arctic Council and have also called itself a near Arctic state. But then the U.S. States explicitly in this strategy that it does not recognize China as or it says that there is no such thing as a near Arctic state. So it will be interesting to see sort of the dynamics there. And if, of course, if there will be any responses from China or Russia on these series of statements and strategies from the U.S. recently. I think compared to the previous Arctic strategy that the U.S. had that came out in 2016, that the language of this strategy is completely different, and it's very fits very well, I think, into kind of Trump's rhetoric on on specifically on China, where it argues that that China has is trying to challenge the rule-based order in the Arctic.
So a lot to look for in the time coming up. Ragnhild Groning, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.